from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Cooper Boardman, on WEEI.
All right, let's go, baby. Red Sox review. Sit down, sit back. Maybe you've been celebrating. I don't know. Red Sox win 6-5, Kansas City. Good night. They win the series 61-51. They're half a game out. Came to KC knowing these were big. You came to KC feeling like these were playoff games, treating them like it's October in August. Well, it's one thing to say that, a whole other thing to go out there and actually do something about it. And they've done something. Last night, 18 hits. Tonight, wasn't pretty. Wasn't a pleasant last few innings of this ballgame. But it ends, and the Red Sox win. And they are half a game out of the third and final wild card spot. They win 6-5. Kenley Jansen closes it out on a four-out save. Masataka Yoshida has three RBIs and a home run. And you're in it. These are meaningful, meaningful days and nights to be a Red Sox fan right now. All right, it's Red Sox Review. We're live with you. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Cooper Boardman here. Nico Manganiello inside the glass. Nico, how we doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Especially after that win. That was a big one.
I think so. People are lined up. I think we start there tonight. Again, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. And we will start in New Hampshire. AJ from Dover, welcome to Red Sox Review.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm good, AJ. What do you got?
Hey, I'm feeling good. We hit a little speed bump after the All-Star break, but I wasn't going to overreact to that. So I feel like we righted the ship. And let's go. Now we're going to go home in the last playoff spot. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Amen, man.
I did have one thing.
Yeah.
There was something that Jones and Meadows said earlier, and it caught my ear about like the starting rotation and just how maxed out they are. And I'll hang up and listen after, but I wonder if thought about maybe when Slayton and Martin comes down, maybe option Winkowski and Criswell down to stretch them out as starters and maybe play with a 6-starter rotation maybe for a few weeks and play around with that and try to see if maybe they could get them over the finish line, see if they could stay strong for the postseason. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, and AJ, always great to talk to you. Thanks for your call. You know, it's interesting, and I'll pop open the schedule and tell you what I think about it kind of on the fly as we look at it here. And the reality of the rest of the month of August is the games are thick and fast. You're going to have tomorrow off. You're going to be in a situation where you have one off day on the 22nd, and that's your only other off day in the month of August. And so often when you talk about being able to give guys extra rest and having, you know, maybe Hauk go on a sixth day in particular, because I think that he is probably the guy, and I know Crawford's given up some home runs and there have been some struggles, but I think Tanner is the guy that seems, he's not the guy that he was early in the year. He's the guy that seems to be tiring to me. I think at some point they will probably have to do that. I will say this, you know, Winkowski is not really in a position right now where he could go out and make a start for you tomorrow. I think Cooper Criswell, without getting optioned, would be in a position where he could give you a start tomorrow. And I do wonder, you know, in the way that they skipped Bayo in July, right before the Marlins series, I think there would be value in it, right? I think what you've seen from Tanner in particular down the stretch of this season implies that, you know, he is tired. And I don't think anybody is disputing that. And so, you know, the idea that you're going to see one or both of those guys at AAA over the course of the next few weeks to get back to being a starter, I'm down with that. I don't mind that. But I also understand the calculus the other way, AJ, where it's like, yeah, I know Tanner struggled, but you want Tanner Houck making as many starts, I think, at the end of the day as possible for your team. And the Red Sox are not in a position to coast on their way to the playoffs. They're not the Braves able to give Chris Sale every 6 days. They're not the Dodgers who are able to stretch out Kershaw at their leisure at the major league level coming back from injury. And the same with Walker Buehler, if he, you know, in his way. They're not in that situation. And so how they play this will be very, very interesting to me. There are not a lot of off days left in the year 2024, but I do think that Tanner at some point needs a breath. And if they find a way, and it's hard to do the math just staring at it right here, but if they find a way to give him an extra day around one of the next two off days, either the 8th or the 22nd, that might give them the benefit of, you know, okay, 6 days rest, rather than having to skip him in full at a turn through the rotation. Because and I know Martin, you know, should be back tomorrow. Slayton still feels like he's a ways off. And so you need those two guys we're talking about, Winkowski in the bullpen and Criswell in the bullpen. But it's a good thought, and I think you'll see them play with something, whether it be around an off day or it be around somebody coming back, you know, into the starting rotation, at least for a turn or a couple of slots or something like that. All right, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, and we'll go to John, John in Hampton. John, you are on the air. Welcome to Red Sox Review.
Yeah, I probably don't have too much to say because what you just talked about was way above me. So what I'm saying is, so the information right now, so the Reds, they won tonight 6-5, right?
Yes.
Well, it was great. This team is so dynamic right now, so it's like, and then you talk about, so I'm way off on how these, but they are playing dynamic. I'm loving it. I think that the Red Sox right now are probably one of the really good story, but I don't want it to be a big story because I want them to just keep doing what they're doing. So, and then you said they have the day off tomorrow, you said?
Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow they got to play the Royals again, right?
Yep.
Who their number one pitcher tomorrow?
Yes.
So it's all set up. If the Red Sox win tomorrow, then they have a day off, and it's going to be rugged. Baseball is the most rugged sport going. They have to have. It's like I'm 60 years old. I don't want to cut the season down, right? But maybe they should, like 25 games or something.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it. I like it, right? I mean, why not live it every single day, John?
Oh, I love it. But the thing is, the ball players have to go. It's so rugged. They know they go. You know, they have to travel and everything, and then they have to play, and then they might tweak an ankle or a wrist or something. So it's. I think that it's almost like nowadays. But I'm. I agree with you, sir. Don't do anything.
Amen.
It's a hard season.
Yeah. Well, and the Red Sox, and John, thank you for the call, and the Red Sox are making it look easy. And I don't mean to talk above you. You know, we can give all these numbers in the world, right? And it's all wonderful. We have all these conversations about, you know, how the rest lines up or the personnel or numbers or analytics or whatever it is. John, you know, the way that you put it right there, dynamic, is as intelligent, if not more so, than all of those things. And that's the truth about this team, is that, you know, we can give all the numbers in the world, and there are a lot of wonderful numbers that we can give and that show how good this team has been. But the truth about it is, you turn on your television every night, you turn on the radio every night, this is real. This team is playing great, enjoyable baseball every single night. It's not perfect, right? You know, the defense has been up and down, and a lot of times down. The bullpen is a gigantic concern for me right now. And the starting rotation and the rest that those guys get, we can talk about all of those things. But the truth is this team, you know, came into this series in Kansas City, coming into yesterday, and last night and tonight played winning baseball in the ways that they needed to. Last night, they crank out 18 hits. James Paxton threw curveball after curveball to death against the Kansas City Royals and won a playoff game, what felt like a playoff game. Tonight, you go up, they tie the game, you go up again, they come back. Kenley Jansen comes in, gets the final four outs. Dominic Smith cartwheels into home plate. Cartwheels kind of graceful, Nico. I don't know. It wasn't good, but
yeah,
it was good.
I don't know if it was exactly a cartwheel. Maybe if I was attempting a cartwheel, that's what it'd be.
Gravity seemed to act more on Dom in that moment. But it was cool, and he gets in there. And that's what I mean, right? It's not perfect. It's not gorgeous, but I also think why, you know, this city and the way that people talk about this team and what you've seen at Fenway Park and felt at Fenway over the last month or so is because of that. This team has passed those tests with flying colors, and it's been a lot of fun. So thank you for the call. All right, 617-779-7937. I see the rest of the calls. Got to hit a quick break. We'll come back. We take you up until midnight. We talk to you on the other side. We also hear from the manager, Alex Cora, and we dive into tomorrow, the big, big game, Cole Reagans against Cutter Crawford. All right, back in a moment. It's Red Sox Review on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Jansen seeking a four-out save. His last save came July 26th against the Yankees. They had a two-out save against Kansas City at Fenway. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him and the ball game is over. high heat from Jansen, a four-out save. He blows away Bobby Witt Jr. up and in, and the Red Sox win the ball game 6-5. They win the series, and they've won the season series as they are 4-1 against Kansas City with one game to go tomorrow.
All very well said by the Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione. Sums it up pretty good. Sox will go to bed tonight as we get towards midnight here in Boston. They will go to bed half a game out of playoff spot. You win tomorrow, all of a sudden you're in a playoff spot. As the Sox win the series with the win 6-5 over the Kansas City Royals, this is Red Sox Review live with you up until midnight on WEEI. Cooper Boardman with you. That came to you from the Nissan post-game show. You deserve a car that thrills you. Nissan's got an exciting line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Quickly, let's get you to the manager, Alex Cora, standing by tonight after the one-run win over the Royals.
We pushed Boos to the limit. Garcia, he made some pitches. Melendez, he did what he usually does against us. But that's the best I've seen the big boy, especially that last at bat. I think it was cutter, sinker, cutter, velocity, the movement. The sinker was like 20 inches, you know. And to have him rested, it was very important.
What about Bayo seemed to be cruising until that, you know.
Two pitches, right? Two changeups up in the zone, and they put good swings on it. They're a tough matchup because they grind at bats and they put the ball in play. But I think, you know, he was cruising until that inning. And then, you know, obviously we hit that matchup, you know, with men on. So we went to Bernie, made a pitch, got out of it, and, you know, we ended up winning the game.
That's like Massa this afternoon.
It's just good swings, man. Even there were two foul balls on fastballs today that he let it eat. You know, the swing is a lot different. There's a lot of confidence, controlling the zone, hitting the ball all over the place. And like I said, if this is a guy we envisioned when we signed him, right? He was this guy in Japan. He was this guy early in the season last year until he was a little banged up. And, you know, this year, obviously, you know, with the hand, it took him a while to get his timing, but right now he's locked in.
So you look down to the bullpen and see like a sort of motion, like, are you guys ready for Kenley? Just,
yeah,
to have, like, just him be able to come in those situations.
He's been great throughout the season. Two innings, four out saves. He's all in. And I know early in the season a lot of people thought that, you know, he didn't want to be part of this and he wanted to be somewhere else. You know, I know his wish of retiring. I know where he's at, and I respect that. But the fact that he's here, committed, and helping us win ball games, it means a lot. And he talked about it today. Even up four, he wanted to come in, you know, because he wanted to pitch today, knowing that tomorrow's a night game, and Thursday is an off day. But man, the guy, you know, he's been great for us, and we needed him today for four, and he did an amazing job.
Replay room on the Dominic Smith slide came through.
Yeah, Mikey. Mikey did it. I mean, we saw it. Dom wasn't too, he wasn't too sure. He thought he was out. And then Mikey, right away, he's like, challenge it. You know, he got in, and, you know, you kept looking and looking. It's like, man, he got it. He got that in him, you know, the swing move. So, you know, hesitation on the ball, you know, you don't want to make the out of the plate. But, you know, like, when you got to go, you go. And, you know, he's a good runner. In the contact play, he did an amazing job early in the game. And, you know, we needed every inch tonight, and we got it.
His extra base hits in, what, 6 out of 7 games? Like, he's really come along offensively.
Yeah, he's it's a good at bat against righties and lefties. Huge after they score a few there. Got to change up in the zone, hit the double. The contact play, like I said, the defensive play. He's been solid for us, man. He's been great, feeling very comfortable at the plate. You saw what he did at home, the last home, and shooting the ball the other way. So I'm very happy that he's playing for us.
Alex Cora wrapping it up. That's your bow on the evening tonight on Red Sox Review. His team, 6-5 dub. Got a tough one tomorrow. Cole Reagans for them. He's been unreal all year long. Not been perfect since the All-Star break. Might be a good time to get him. Reagans for Kansas City. And for the Red Sox, Cutter Crawford, 710 Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show for you there. All right, for Nico, I'm Cooper. We'll see you tomorrow, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.